In today's podcast, what I want to talk about is taking control of what you want to accomplish and just going after it. I really want to talk about that today, and I just hope that you are just crushing it today. So let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, hope you're crushing it. Hope you're conquering it. Hope you're doing fantastic. And I just hope that you are taking on your 2024. So recently I had a conversation with a client, and we were talking about weight loss, because that's usually what we're talking about, getting stronger, losing weight. And she's been exercising a lot. And she's noticing that the scale isn't moving, right? So I know immediately if the scale isn't moving and you're not really giving any attention to your nutrition, I know right off the bat that you're eating way too much and you're not focusing on nutrition. Rather, you're focusing too much on exercise. So I know this already as I'm listening to her. And she comes up with every excuse. Every excuse. It's my metabolism. It's my age. Kids. Family. Stress. All those things. And I just listen, because that's what I do well, smiling with my sarcastic smile, because she already knows the answer to this, to her question, and she knows the answer to it. So I finally let her rant. Then we come down to the solution. She knows that she's going to have to start giving attention to her nutrition, to her food logging, to understanding that eating right, eating well, eating healthy are going to help you to lose weight. It's not your metabolism. It's not because you're 40 years old. It's not because you have this or that or this or that. You're not. It's because, one, you're not sleeping enough. So it jacks with your hormones. So it makes you more hungry because you're tired. Your body hasn't rested because you exercise way too much. It's kind of funny saying that, because I don't really believe in that. Us, I'm including myself as average average gymnasium goers, that we exercise too much. I think we exercise enough. We probably should be moving a lot more, I think, but that's a whole nother podcast. But what I'm saying is she needs to give attention to her nutrition. So we got to look at that first, right? We got to see how much protein she's intaking. We got to see how much water she's drinking, how many vegetables, fruits, what is she doing with her nutrition? So I think that's a big deal. So I really do think that if you are trying to lose the weight that you want, then it's important that you lose the weight that you want. But you got to understand that, right? You have to make sure that you're right there with it. You got to make sure that you're logging. You got to make sure that you're eating correct things. You got to make sure that you're getting to that next, like that point of knowing, you know what? This is my responsibility. This is my opportunity. My actions, the things that I am in control of, are my attitude and what I put into my mouth, and then the output of what I put out there, right? So you got to make sure that you are exercising. You have to make sure that you're eating right, eating less, moving more, stretching, drinking plenty of water, getting plenty of sleep, making sure that you're having time for praise, having time for relaxation, having time for spirituality. All those things have to play a role, but it's all within reason, right? It's all, you have to have a balanced life goal. So why talking to her about all this, I really got to think, you need to hear this too. You need to hear that you are in charge of this. Whatever your goal may be, first off, when you write it down, we need to make sure that we have it written. Secondly, you have to make sure, you want to make sure, and you want to put this goal everywhere that you can see it. Everywhere. You got to make sure that you see it everywhere. Because if you don't see it everywhere, it's not going to be something that's going to be ingrained in your mind. So you need to see it all, always, on your phone, on your refrigerator, every single place. It needs to be somewhere. So I really do think that if you do that, you're going to get there even further. But you got to have, and I say this, but you're going to have to want it. You're going to have to want it, right? You're going to have to want it bad enough that you have tunnel vision, that you're not going to make excuses when you fall short. This is something I tell my kids all the time. I tell my son, we were just doing this yesterday, and we're doing multiplication tables. And he thinks he's dumb, which he's not dumb at all. He's very intelligent. He just struggles with multiplication tables. We all do at some point, right? But I went ahead and made some multiplication cards. We're learning the fours right now. So I wrote them on cards, and I said, you need to practice this, and we're going to practice it together, but we're going to do this for 30 minutes, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do it for another 30 minutes, and then we're going to take a break. Okay? So this is what we're going to do, right? It's just like a workout. To me, everything is like exercise. You can apply it. You're going to get better at it, right? Now, we're not shooting for 100%. We're just shooting for consistency. So we go ahead and hit those first 30 minutes. He probably gets 5 out of 10, right? Because there's 10 of them. So there's 4 times or 0. I guess there's 11 because 0 times 4. But we go to 10. 10 times 4. He gets 5 out of 10. We take a 30-minute break. We come back at it. Now he gets 7 out of 10. We take a 30-minute break. And I say, okay, that's it. That's all we're doing, right? That's all we're doing for today. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to write them out. We're going to write them out on a piece of paper. You're going to write them. And by this time, he's pretty spent. You can just tell. But he gets 9 out of 10. Right? This is just one day. But it was the constant focus on it. It was not letting anything else bother him. It wasn't focusing on anything else, right? He was nothing but 100% tunnel vision. And that goes too with your meal prepping. That goes too with your fitness. When you're in the gym, when you're at the gym, when you're in your workout, whatever it may be, you need to give tunnel vision to whatever you're doing. So I know that for him, it just takes practice. It takes consistency and the willingness when you do struggle to keep moving through and past. I know that for most of you, it may be a struggle. For most of you, it may be something that you struggle with, right? You may look at everything. You may quit everything within 2 or 3 weeks and you don't even know it. For me, I hardly ever give up. And it's hard for me to give up. It has to be something that is like crucial for me to give up. Because I'm a constant, like, I'm like a turtle. I'm like the slowest turtle you ever meet, most boring, slowest turtle you ever meet, because I want to get there. I want to make sure that I learn along the journey. I want to make sure that this is forever, right? But eventually we're going to get there. We're hitting for something. We're going to hit something. But along the way, we're going to have little goals. We're going to have little milestones. And that's what's important, is to make sure that you're hitting those little milestones to keep you going, to keep you motivated. You're not like me. I get that. But if you make it a part of your life, and one thing that I've learned so much with this injury, with the Achilles injury, if you paid attention, I tore my Achilles over 3 months ago and had surgery. And one thing I've learned is consistency in my fitness is so important. See, consistency in my nutrition is so important. And having that part of my life has helped me so much with everything else. Everything else, whether it's my prayer life, whether it's my spiritual life, whether my marriage, my kids, all of that goes hand in hand. You can apply it in all different areas. You can be consistent in everything that you do. So I want you to know that you can do this, but it's going to take you devoting the time, you devoting your mind to wanting that. So just like my son, he wanted it. We're going to do it. And what was funny too is that I said, hey, let's take a quick break. He was like, no, let's do it one more time. Hey, he got hungry, right? He felt the inspiration. He felt the passion. He was getting them right. He was feeling better about it. So the same thing goes for you, because you can do this. Okay? You can. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat. That was a quick message for today. See you later.